The Nelson Police Department now has access to an app that will help them assess next steps when they are dealing with a mental health crisis. The attending officer provides circumstances to the Health IM app, which contains medical information about the individual and uses that to assess what the next steps should be. Although experienced in dealing with distress and trauma, police are not mental health experts, Nelson's Police Chief Donovan Fisher said at a news conference on August 15 that launched the app, hosted by MLA Brittany Anderson. The tool provides a robust and standardized screening process, which will determine if the person needs additional examination by a healthcare professional, while also preventing the apprehension of individuals who do not meet that threshold. Fisher told the Nelson Star after the presentation that the app does not give police officers access to confidential medical information. "It's checking it in the background," he said. "It can have access to all your records, and then it's asking me, as the officer on the scene, what am I seeing? What is the person saying? What symptoms am I observing? So the information available to the officer is what the officer is inputting into it, and then in the background, the app does the assessment." Fisher said the app will prevent the unnecessary apprehension of individuals, resulting in quicker and more effective care for individuals who need it, and free up police officers to attend other needs within the community in a more timely manner. Nina Krieger, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, in making the announcement at the news conference at the Hall Street Pier, said the government is providing $2 million annually to the BC Association of Police Chiefs to roll out the app in selected communities, with Nelson being the second after Port Moody. Jurisdictions that use Health IM have reported positive outcomes such as a 46% decrease in apprehensions, a 39% reduction in hospital wait times, and a 37% increase in hospital admission rates, Krieger said. "It enables police to make evidence-based decisions about who should be transported to the ER and who should be redirected to more appropriate, community-based services." Fisher confirmed that none of the funding will go to increasing staffing. "I'm happy to report that the department is actually doing quite well these days for addressing our staffing issue," Fisher said. "We've had a number of new hires, some good experienced officers. But in conjunction with that, there's still generally only two or three officers working at any given time, and sometimes two officers are staying at the hospital until the medical professionals have had a chance to assess the person and decide what they're doing next."